And before there were selfies, there were self-portraits. Artist Chris Hargis is sharing his passion for self-portraiture with a small group in Atlanta, Idaho, this weekend. The historic tiny town is home to the Atlanta School, a new organization that holds workshops for artists of all ages and levels. Frankie Barnhill visited Hargis's Boise studio and has this report.
Chris Hargis paints himself a lot, but his aren't your typical self-portraits. The Boise State grad student stretches the idea of self-portraiture beyond the realist bounds. He's not afraid to experiment with expression, media, and even costuming. Hargis says wearing different hats and costumes lets him see into a different world and get a new perspective on himself.
You know, honestly, it'd just be boring if I just sat and looked at myself all the time as I am.
Hargis has several self-portraits hanging in progress in his Boise studio. In each, you can tell they're figures of men with roughly the same facial features. But in each, the artist shows a different color of paint for his skin, different style of clothes and hats that cast different shadows on his face. The brush strokes and textures vary too, along with his expression and tone. Hargis says he welcomes people to view his self-portraits through their eyes.
It invites the viewer in, and they're able to make their own interpretation of maybe they see themselves. Maybe they see a relative or a loved one that has been lost, just in the expression or the color.
His workshop at the Atlanta School starts today and runs through Sunday. Hargis hopes to help his students push the limits of their self-portrait styles this weekend. His workshop is the fifth the school has put on in its first year. Others have focused on things like architecture and creative writing. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.